From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton.
Baby, I ain't afraid to die. It's just that I hate to say goodbye to this world. This world. This world.
My guest this week is artist Elishiva Birnoff. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So happy you're here. Her artwork is currently featured at the Franco Gallery in San Francisco, but right now we're going to hear her picks for three arts events happening this weekend in the Bay.
This world, this world.
First up is a Hollywood screening of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde at Grace Cathedral. This is the 1920 silent film, but the screening will be accompanied with a live score by organist Dorothy Papadakos. This is like a grown-up way to celebrate Halloween.
Yeah, it is. And maybe a slightly passive way because you get to sit back and just watch the big screen.
Right.
But it's in such a perfect setting, mm-hmm. at Grace Cathedral.
Yeah.
So very evocative.
Yeah, a little gothic.
Yeah. The live musical accompaniment adds so much.
Yeah.
And then the silent films are, you know, they're sort of campy and melodramatic, but they also are there's a lot of artistry to them, mm-hmm. and they give these very immersive atmospheres with shadows and,
yeah,
you know, dark cinematography. And they deal with ideas that still feel pretty relevant.
Well, you have to go and see. That's a Hollywood screening of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde at Grace Cathedral on Thursday night. Tickets are available at sfjazz.org. Your next pick is the SF Films doc film series, and in particular, you were looking at their childhood hero themes, and these are documentary shorts about adults who are making a difference in children's lives, whether at home, in their communities, or abroad. And I thought this was an interesting pick because with climate change and so many things going on, youth are feeling like adults have let them down. And so you see these adults that are trying to make a difference for the future.
Yeah, it's sort of a hopeful message. I know one of the filmmakers, Jason Hanasek.
His film is A Childhood on Fire.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. The subject of the film, Nick, was really horribly abused as a kid. And so he has determined to chart a different course for mm-hmm. his family and for his sons. It seems like a hard task to set yourself, like just thinking of how hard personal change is for anyone, for
right.
me. But he's determined not to let his history determine his future and the future for his sons. Times can be hard and it can seem like the situation is impossible,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes all you can do is take some action and that makes all the difference.
That's SF Films' Doc Stories film series, and their theme on childhood heroes is this Saturday afternoon, November 2nd, at the Vogue Theater. And your last pick is the San Quentin Project, Nigel Poor and the Men of San Quentin State Prison. Nigel volunteered to teach photography and its history at San Quentin going back to 2011. And her students did this mapping exercise where they analyzed photos by well-known artists and they creatively interpreted their meanings. And now Nigel Poor is the co-host of the podcast Ear Hustle. So, of course, there'll be an audio station as this exhibit as well. Why'd you pick this one?
Well, I met Nigel a few years ago, and as soon as I heard about her work, I wanted to hear more.
Mm-hmm.
Those annotated mapping exercises started out dealing with photos by well-known photographers, mm-hmm. and then she found an archive of photographs taken by guards in San Quentin, I think from the 30s through the 70s, so spanning many decades.
Oh, wow.
And she started using those photographs for the men in her class to look at and respond to. They have such insight and such a particular vantage point through which to see these images from the place that they're in,
prison
life. If you sit with it long enough, you can find a lot there. And I, of course, relate to that because of my own work, sitting and looking at photos.
That's the San Quentin Project. The photo exhibit is on display at the Berkeley Art Museum now through November 17th. I've been speaking with artist Elishava Birnoff. Make sure you check out her artwork in the Long Story Short exhibit at the Franco Gallery for the 40th anniversary. And that exhibit runs until January of 2020. For more details on any of the events you heard about today, check us out online at kalw.org. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Tariq Fuda and produced by me. I'm Janae Darden.